The Doug Steffen Good Day program, joining Richie and Jennifer and me, the ladies known far and wide as the Boomer Broads, are here.
Janet, it's the wide part we worry about.
The wide part, yes. Look out as they drive down the road. So one of the things that at this time of year, for whatever the reason, people start getting antsy. People have been married for a while. I don't know. You know, June is supposed to be the wedding season.
But this is mating season.
This is mating season before you get married, yeah. Mating season. And it's also, Jennifer, a time of year when the divorce rate increases. One wonders, maybe it's after a winter of discontent, after people have been together for a long time, more, you know, the summer off gives you the opportunity, offers you the opportunity to get out and not necessarily be cooped up.
Well, people stick it through the holidays because they don't want to be mean.
Right.
Okay. So now, when we look at the divorce rate, for the first time, even though it has gone up in the last couple of decades, what is it, over 50% of marriages, and this is...
Yes.
For the first time, it's second marriages and third marriages, including in the statistics. Used to be that the first time around, be like, was it 54-55% were getting divorced, and it was 20% for the second timers, and you know 13% for the third timers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But now the increase of people who got divorced when they were in their 40s, married again. Now they're getting divorced in their 50s. Some people getting divorced in their 60s. I saw a divorce the other day, 74 years old. The couple have been together 58 years or something.
Wow.
And they decided, why would you bother? Just divorce, just go away. Anyway.
But
honestly, you were talking about it being the mating season. It's also the unmating season, and I really think that there's been a shift, a paradigm shift, mm-hmm. as evidenced by the statistics as well, that women in particular are, at the age where they're saying, I want to be happy.
Yeah.
I'd rather be happy alone.
Yes.
Than miserable with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Women are independent now. They,
have
their own revenue.
That's the question, though, Janet, or Emery, is... Will you be happy alone? I mean, because I see friends who, you know, are out there at 45 and 50 and 35, and it's not the same as when you're out there at 25. So,
what do you mean by saying? I mean, you know what? Not all of us are looking for that hot
That's
date.
The question. That's
no,
the question.
I don't. We're not interested. Thanks. I've done it. I've been there. I don't want to do somebody else's laundry anymore. I want somebody.
So you're not interested in having a relationship at all?
It's not that I'm not interested, to be honest with you. It's that not that many are applying, to be honest with you.
With
and
you?
With me, for me.
Yeah.
For
did you ever think that maybe you ought to, well, you don't really care, though. If you were different, would you attract more men?
But I don't, yes, I think that maybe. If you wanted it, you probably would if you went on. I mean, they're saying that the dating sites for 50-plus are quadrupled.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
In fact, at the end of this Wall Street Journal article called The Gray Divorcees, they talk about the fact that not only are there a lot more divorces, but there's a lot more opportunities to find mates because of these new 50-plus mating sites. Mm-hmm. That people are turning to. And I think what Anne-Marie's talking to is indicative, though, of what's happened. And they claim that in the 70s, when women married, they became wives and mothers. They lost kind of their identity, and they became a wife and a mother. And then the boomers came along, and they got married, and they were like, well, I'm a wife and a mother, but I'm also me. And that me part, once the nest emptied, suddenly me became extremely important. I was no longer a mother, really. I'm barely a wife because he doesn't, you know, he's busy, doesn't speak to me. We don't see eye to eye now that the kids are gone. And it's all about me, and I'm not interested in spending the next 25 years with this guy.
And what's happened is there's a longer life expectancy. So, you know, you're like, okay, so I may be in my early 50s, late 40s, early 50s. I got 25, 30 more years here. I want to be happy. I want to be doing, I want to travel. I want to be me.
I want to be me.
You know, it's actually, I mean, maybe you talk to some people who are still happily married, but you don't have to compromise anymore.
Well, let me add them. I want to see somebody who's happily married.
So, Raise your hand. How long
were you both married? I'm happily married.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how old? You're not a boomer.
Sure I am.
Oh,
he's the low end of this guy.
I saw for some reason he's younger.
By 22 days, I'm still a boomer.
Yeah.
You old.
December 3rd, I just made it in 1964.
And how long have you been married?
12 years.
Yeah.
Your kids are young, though, right, Rich? My kids are young, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that makes a difference. I think.
Hey, listen to you guys. Listen to you go. Oh, don't worry. It'll come the day when your marriage will fall apart.
Yeah. When do your kids leave?
What a bunch of bitter old hags you sound like.
I'm confident that they are right. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife.
How long were each of you married?
I was not married.
You were not married?
Anne-Marie was married when she was younger.
And,
okay.
And seven years both times. I'm not good at it. So that's the interest of full disclosure I should tell you. That is not my strength, marriage.
That's not the first time that theory has been put forth on this program.
Right. So let me get this straight. Janet, never been married.
Right.
Anne-Marie, been married twice for 7 years. Doug, you were married for 7 years, right?
Almost eight.
Yeah. Almost eight.
Close
okay.
Eight. Yeah.
All right.
Eight.
I get you all beat.
Yeah.
But my Nine. Problem is when people who...
Jennifer's saying, nobody will marry me.
I know.
I say congratulations, but...
You know, I'm not going to bring her into this, but people... Not everybody is built for marriage.
I'll tell you the difference.
But the people who come out who are not built for marriage and go, oh, marriage sucks. Everybody will get divorced.
No.
You can't be happy when you're with one person.
But most people are following in those footsteps. That's the
problem. Rich got married when he was older, though.
He got married in his 30s.
Which was smart.
Anne-Marie, how old were you with both of your marriages?
Young. She was young.
I was young with my first one, and in my mid-30s in my second one. But wait, Rich, that's not what I'm saying.
There's more.
The point that I was making is that it used to be... My mom's era, that you stayed married.
No matter what, even if you were miserable.
Grandparent.
Right. Exactly.
And all I'm saying is that things have changed, and that more people, as they age, if they're not happy, and God bless you if you are, really.
Because
it's not easy. Marriage is not easy.
No,
it's not. I congratulate you.
No.
I really do. But it wasn't for me. I didn't do it very well, and I felt I had a choice. And I think a lot of women my age and boomers are saying, I don't want to do that.
Let me ask you this. Yes, it is a different time. Women say, I don't have to stay. You know, back then they took care of the house, took care of the kids, right. And there were some horrible things that happened in relationships. Women got beat, and they just put up with it. Now they don't do that anymore. Women got abused, and they just put up with it. Men went out and just drank, and just all these horrible things. But one of the other things that used to happen back then is people worked their way through problems. Not all of them. Okay, some of them, it was just a horrible relationship, and they just existed. But a lot of them said, let's figure out how to work this out.
Yes, that's true.
And they worked through things. That does not happen
anymore. I'm not being facetious here. The reason is because we have turned from an agrarian economy to a more citified...
I'll give you that. That's part of it.
The reality of where people live and how they live and what they know about life in reality has changed dramatically. The lessons of life that used to be taught in rural America and on the farm are no longer taught. And part of that, I think, plays into what it is that people expect. I find that both men and women are extraordinarily over-the-top naive about a lot of things that are pragmatic. Nobody knows how to fix anything. You learn how to fix things on the farm, and you don't know how to fix things now.
But also, I really think that it's an attitudinal change in general. I think that and whether it's a socioeconomic change as well, in that more women are working and are independent, have their own source of revenue, you know, I mean, feel that they can do it on their own. In my case, by the way, in both of my cases, there were other problems. In the first case, there was an infidelity issue, and in the second case, there were other issues. And so, I don't make good choices. I don't know that it was, you know, I'm sure it was 50% my fault too. Of course,
well, you're hard to get along with.
No,
amen to that.
The word is out, huh?
Here's what it is: you're independent and strong, and you have a voice and. A lot of men don't like that. So
right.
You become an undesirable. Have to do the right thing is hard for you because there are not a lot of people who take the time and trouble to get to know somebody like you.
Saying
it's not worth it. It just hasn't been worth it for the right person. So you shut down the opportunity.
And I think that's part of.
I think it's also that men in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
Really are looking for something other than an independent woman.
In her 60s.
I'm looking for an independent woman in her 40s. I don't even know.
There you go. Exactly. I rest my case. Yeah. I rest my case.
But, of course, I'm so unusual. All right, there it is. Ladies and gentlemen, food for thought from the Boomer Broads. And Anne-Marie and Janet, thank you. That's always
a pleasure. Thank you.
I think that is something for us to think about a little bit. Richie, I'm not going to – I like the way you have – raised your family and doing things, so I'm not going to suggest you'd go down the same street as I would, as you probably wouldn't be.
Happy. I try.
We'll 19 after on happens. Your day.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find the Centrum Specialist that's right for you.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events and, yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea.
The great Moldy Oldie, goody Goldie.
I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear.
Am I remembering Benny King right? Was he part of the Impressions?
Nope, he was part of the Drifters.
The Drifters.
Ben E. King.
Benny, right?
Right,
Ben E. King. All right, so he sings this song. Mike Stoller is our first birthday celebrant here today, a recording artist, a producer, songwriter with Jerry Lieber.
Yep.
They wrote a lot of these big hits.
Did they have the Lieber fever back then?
They had Lieber fever, right. Smokey Joe's Cafe, Up on the Roof.
A lot of the Elvis stuff.
On Broadway, wrote the score for Jailhouse Rock for Elvis. A lot of that stuff. Born this day, 1933, so Mike Stoller is 79 today. And God love him. From the same era, I guess Dick Katz, who was a pianist with Kay Winding. And the it was a very interesting. It's amazing the dichotomy of music. We have so much more. You go back to that era, more dichotomy, more differences in music, pop music, than we have today. It's pretty amazing. Happy birthday to Joe Bellino, who was a Heisman Trophy winner in 1960. And then we get to Neil Sedaka's birthday.
I love my calendar girl. Yeah, sweet calendar girl. I love my calendar girl. Each and every day of the year.
All right, so he had an early relationship with Carole King, and thus the song, Oh, Carol, that he wrote about Carole King. Stairway to Heaven, Calendar Girl, Breaking Up is Hard to Do, Happy Birthday, Sweet 16, Bad Blood, Laughter in the Rain, and the list is as long as both of my arms.
Yep.
For this guy, Neil Sedaka, born this date, 1939, still out performing.
He was the original Barry Manilow.
Can hit the notes. Yeah.
He was.
In a manner of speaking, I guess you probably could say that. Next up, another Moldy Oldie. Here's Donnie York, who is one of the singers
you
with Sha Na Na. Yes, I do.
I never knew it until I met you.
Really? You never heard of Sha Na Na?
Did you never see the Sha Na Na TV show, Jennifer?
I guess not.
Wow. Born this date, 1949. This guy actually worked with me in a radio station. I'm trying to remember where the heck we were. He was short guy, long hair, and a beard.
Oh.
I can't remember. Yeah.
No, that guy.
Yeah. He was an interesting character from Pennsylvania originally. That I do remember about him. Dana Delaney's birthday is today. Somebody who's got a very nice way about her, I guess I put it that way. 53 today. Catherine on Desperate Housewives, so she'll be looking for a job.
And on no, she's on Body of Proof.
Oh, that's right.
She's got her own
Body
of Proof.
That's right, too. Yeah. Two of these shows. Yes, yes, I remember that. And that's actually a pretty good show as well.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember standing next to her at a raffle here in L.A., and I was surprised at how slight she was.
Yeah, she looks like she would be thinner
different
than you expect her to. Yeah.
Right, yeah, right. So Dana Delaney, 53. Adam Clayton, the bass player with U2. Sunday Bloody Sunday, With You or Without You. That's my favorite U2 song. Born in the state in 1960. He's 52 today. Annabeth Gish was Monica Reeves on The X-Files. What's she done since then?
Is she still married to Kevin Kline? Wasn't she married to him?
I don't know.
Gish.
I thought that the girl from Fast Times at Ridgemont High was married to Phoebe Snow.
There you go.
Danny Masterson was Hyde in that 70s show. He's 36 today.
Hi, I'm 9-time Olympic gold medalist Carl Lewis, inviting you to celebrate the 35th birthday of the Hershey's Track and Field Games. The games provide fun and easy ways for kids to get active and learn about the importance of living a balanced lifestyle. To find a local event near you and to download a free run, jump, and throw birthday party kit, visit HersheysTrackAndField.com. I challenge your family to turn an afternoon into a fun, active adventure. To get started, visit HersheysTrackAndField.com.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full, intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership, order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it, return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance starts naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Now 33 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What is going on at DougSteffen.com?
That's what I've been trying to figure out.
Yeah, right. I think this is interesting. The video of the day today at DougSteffen.com, Jennifer, is about from a Florida parent who apparently had enough of his son's bad grades.
I saw this.
He made his son stand on the corner of an intersection wearing a sign highlighting his three F's. There is audio on this from CNN. Rich, you might want to play this kind of interesting. Our poll today, what do you think about parents making their children wear signs in public highlighting their bad behavior?
Humiliating them.
Grace. We had the same story almost identically this last year.
Seems like once every couple of years one of these comes up where public humiliation is the punishment.
Do you think it works?
No. I think it just makes a kid angry. Angry.
I mean, I'm sure it may work, but
if the child isn't doing what he or she's supposed to, the parent's responsibility is to know what the child is doing. So all of a sudden, you're just finding out about your son's bad grades.
And there's also got to be a reason. There's got to be a reason it seems to me it made more sense to find out the reason more than just shaming him into doing something.
So, Richie, you've got that audio?
Sure.
The sign reads,
it says, "Hey, I want to be a class clown. Is it wrong?"
The back says, "I'm in the 7th grade and got 3 F's. Blow your horn if there's something wrong with that." 7th grader Michael Bell is failing 3 classes.
Civics, language arts, and math.
And his dad is out of ideas.
I mean, I don't know another way to reach. I'm trying to reach him. He don't want to be reached, and this is my last resort.
So Michael's punishment for getting bad grades, spending his spring break here at this busy intersection, wearing a sign that tells the world he's a class clown.
If you don't do right, then you get a lot of stuff taken from you.
We've seen it before, these two South Florida students similarly punished for fighting. So while Michael's friends enjoy their spring break,
probably going out to parties, going to Sunset, just playing video games, hanging out at home,
Michael will be here thinking about his studies.
I'm sorry that I have to get to this point, and that when I get back to school, I'm going to do better.
Dad certainly hopes so. He just wants the boy who shares his name to make something of himself.
If I don't do nothing, he's going to be a statistic, and I don't want to be a statistic.
If he don't do nothing.
No, but hey, listen, you can tell the dad, cares?
Wants better for him.
Wants better for him. It's not like, you know, get out there, boy. It's like he seems to want to try and get through to him. Whether he's doing the right thing, I don't know. But it seems to me, and it sounds like he's doing it for the right purposes, for the right reasons.
Yeah. All right. Well, I find these things to be distracting if you don't know. I mean, the kid did sound like he had a pretty good attitude, though, under the circumstances.
Mm-hmm. And so did the father, yeah.
The father, it seemed like he wasn't trying to be mean.
Right.
Our poll today, what do you think about parents making their children wear signs in public highlighting their behavior? A, it's a good idea. Maybe that'll help straighten them out. B, I guess it's okay, depending on what the bad behavior is. C, how humiliating. I can't believe that sort of thing would ever work. Or D, it's child abuse. I don't know about that, but it's, listen, you figure it out. 800-510-8255. Comment line, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Any or all of those things are applicable. Yesterday, we were talking, actually the poll yesterday was reflective. We're talking about lotteries today. And yesterday, there's a new lottery in New England that pays off $1,000 a day for the rest of your life. A new New England state lottery. That story at DougStephan.com. So we asked you yesterday what the most you have ever won was, if you've ever played the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. 21% said they never played. 20% said less than $10.
Yeah, that's about me. That's a lot.
18% said between $10 and $20. 70% said over $100. 11% said $50 to $100 they've won. 9% said I haven't won anything, and 4% said they won between $20 and $50.
If I got the $1,000 a day lottery, which I think sounds pretty cool, I'd build myself a bubble.
Would you?
And so, blow all the dollar bills around?
Yeah, you don't want to get hit by a bus or anything and only get a grand, so I'd just live in a bubble.
All right. Make sure that they can't take that away.
That's right, you can't take that away.
I thought you were talking about one of those money wind machines.
Money
machine? Yeah, where
I
you stand inside of it. Buck naked and just let the money blow
all
over.
I have to do something inside my bubble, so that would be fun.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Stephan on Good Day at 21 before the hour.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. At the movies, they can make that chick flick even more painful to sit through. And in a restaurant, burning is one thing you don't want. So just carry Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H. The brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Ready and go. Your bracket's looking good, but your TV's not so hot. So head to Sears right away. You're sure to save a lot.
The ultimate hoops experience is on at Sears. Come in now or visit Sears.com/hoops and save $600 on a 55-inch Panasonic 1080p 3D TV, only $999.88. Also, save big on top brands like Samsung, Sony, and LG.
For a great price. Sears has no equal. Now here comes the guy with the mandatory legal.
Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends March
17th, 2012.
What is a fashion star? It's a fashion designer who's so good, their name is on the label. And we're looking for the next one.
I want to find the next fashion icon.
Tonight on NBC, it's the premiere of Fashion Star. From supermodel Elle McPherson with Nicole Richie, John Varvatos, and Jessica Simpson. The stakes have never been higher as H&M, Macy's, and Saks bid on the fashions. And what you see on the show, you can buy online and in stores the next day.
Let's go shopping.
Fashion Star premieres tonight on NBC.
Jennifer Horn, the lady who's substituting for, she's always here, but she's working as the queen of cheap as an understudy.
That's right.
Roberta Fasanelli is gonzo for part of this week. So there's one deal that we have been highlighting every day for now quite a while because it's such a good deal, Jen.
Yeah, well, you like natural and organic products, Doug.
I do.
And it's hard to find them. Before, if you go to the grocery store, you had two choices, really. You could do low prices with kind of sketchy, you're not so sure if they're natural products, or you could go to stores with healthy products, but then they're really super expensive. At Vitacost.com, you can get household essentials, health and beauty products, supplements, vitamins, natural and organic foods at prices up to 50% off. It's a really, really good deal. And orders over $49 get shipped to your door for free. It's the best of both worlds, and it's called Mominomics. Take your shopping list to Vitacost.com and take the cost out of healthy living.
That's a good deal. A very good deal.
Not too bad, right?
All right, so speaking of good deals, a lot of women are looking for new, I was going to say clothes, but not really.
I'm looking for new clothes.
Attire.
Attire. Right, spring wardrobes.
That's what you're going to say, new men.
And summer attire.
Want that
new
too.
Attire. And so one of the reasons that they are looking is because they want people to see what they look like. And they're working hard on their bodies. They're working out and they're taking supplements. And now there's this amazing skin product called Esotique. E-S-O-T-I-Q-E.
I love that name.
Esotique. It's a brilliant age spot remover. It is also something that takes away fine lines and wrinkles, that kind of stuff. Leaves your body with that young, radiant skin that everybody loves. The results, according to hundreds and hundreds of people who have gotten on to Esotique, are astonishing. Call now. You get a risk-free supply of Esotique by calling 800-453-8314. Say goodbye to fine lines. Say goodbye to age spots. Say goodbye to wrinkles. And this isn't just for your face, but it's all over. You want to have your arms look good, and your shoulders look good, your midriff look good, your legs look good. That's why this stuff is so cool. Esotique, it's called. 800-453-8314. 800-453-8314. Supplies are limited, so call now for Esotique. Marie Osmond had an accident.
Not just an accident,
moment.
The accident.
This is
so Donnie and Marie are performing on a cruise ship.
Uh-oh.
And so one of their shticks is that they take Q&A questions. They give answers for a long time. People have had a lot of curiosity because they're big fans of the Osmond family. So what's the story with you and your brother? What things have happened that were interesting? Yada, yada, yada. So Richie, apparently Marie started laughing, and she laughed harder and more, and harder and more. And they got into both she and Donnie laughing hysterically.
Uh-oh.
And nobody's quite sure why she was laughing as hard as she was, but she couldn't control herself. And she couldn't control
herself. Oh, no.
She was surrounded by water.
She broke her water, and she's not pregnant. So you figure from there.
Oh, so embarrassing. I have a question,
but
have you ever...
What?
She wasn't embarrassed.
Yeah.
No. I guess it's a good laugh. But have you ever laughed so hard that you peed? Because I have never laughed that hard.
No, I've had...
And I've laughed pretty hard.
I've laughed some pretty... Yeah, I've never gotten to that
My
point.
Daughter, if I tickle my daughter
enough. She's very, very mean. Ticklish.
That's I didn't terrible. Mean.
She toots and pees.
She toots and pees. I have tooted when I laugh, and I've choked, but I've never peed.
So Sean will say, Daddy, tickle Juliana till she toots.
There you go. Laughing, Donnie told the audience, he looks at his sister and says, you really did it now. And then looks at the audience, we promised you an experience, and you guys got it.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
But that's cool that she kind of took it in stride.
Honest and real it is.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie's on the phone calling. Good day at 800-510-8255. Charlie, what's cooking with you?
Good morning. Well, that's called laughing so hard tears run down your legs.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Remember that.
That makes it seem a lot better.
Yes.
What I was calling about was William Cowley was best known for May Lie, and I feel bad that I guess I'm so old that's now history.
Well, we were talking about this earlier, the My Lai Massacre and what happened in Vietnam and comparing it. A lot of people have brought that out, dusted it off. Since the story of what's happened over the weekend in Afghanistan, these sorts of things happened. There was the same kind of thing that happened in North Korea, apparently. I don't remember anything like it in Iraq, but maybe there's a story. But it's just, it's fatigue on almost every level. We are tired of this sort of thing, tired of going into war as we have for 60 years at the behest of those people that make armaments and military machines and not getting anywhere. We didn't get anywhere in Korea. We didn't get anywhere in Vietnam.
Well, I think we did get somewhere in Korea.
I don't think we got
anywhere. Yeah. I mean, look at South Korea and what a manufacturing country it turned into. I mean,
are you saying that we stopped the Chinese and the communists from going and taking over the whole province?
Yes, and that they've become
Why didn't we get the whole country?
Well, you couldn't get the whole country, but can you imagine if you lost the southern half of it? I think something very good was done there.
Yeah, well, I don't. That's not.
I mean, you got Eisenhower, you got your Hyundai, you got a thriving economy. It's a big booming city. You know,
what's a big booming city? Seoul.
Seoul. Well, you know, I mean, that's the main.
I suppose, in a manner of speaking, you stopped the advance. But there was never a declared victory, and that's what's disturbing.
Correct.
Interesting thoughts, Charlie. Thanks. 10, 11 minutes before the hour, and good day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
How great thou art.
Thanks, Dougie.
You're welcome. Anytime. The battle over the budget in New Jersey is so bad, the Capitol is about to run out of toilet paper.
No.
That's the big news.
I like this.
That's a problem in Jersey.
In New Jersey today. Yeah, I would think it would be a big problem.
And for Marie Osmond.
Yeah.
Aw.
Cute. 51 after on Good Day.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Alabama, Mississippi, and Hawaii. Those three states in play today. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The race for the Republican presidential nomination rolls on, with primaries to be held in two southern states today, the aforementioned Alabama and Mississippi, along with caucuses in Hawaii. With all due respect to Hawaii, the focus is on the Deep South and whether Mitt Romney can win over the more conservative Republican voters, or whether Rick Santorum will prevail, with the added question as to whether Newt Gingrich has anything left in the tank, and of course you still have Congressman Ron Paul. On the campaign trail yesterday, Santorum in Biloxi, Mississippi, was talking gas prices, energy policy, and his own modest roots.
I've been for energy production, oil and gas and coal, all my life. I grew up as a grandson of a coal miner. I represented the coal patch in southwestern Pennsylvania.
Santorum clearly drawing a distinction there between himself and Mitt Romney, speaking of whom, Romney turned 65 yesterday, and that makes him eligible for Medicare, something he says he will not be taking advantage of, nor is he considering retirement.
I'm not going to be doing that anytime soon. I'm still very much in the workforce, I hope.
Romney saying he'll keep his own private health insurance, as you might expect. And there's Newt Gingrich. He was in Mississippi yesterday, and he was talking about President Obama's so-called all-of-the-above national energy strategy, Gingrich saying the administration is badly out of touch.
These people are ideologically committed to a fantasy land. And if you read the president's energy speeches, he's in cloud cuckoo land.
Cloud cuckoo land. Interesting phrase. As for the president, the latest New York Times CBS News poll shows his approval rating has dropped to 41%, with 47% of those polled saying they do not approve of the job he's doing. There's another poll out showing 65% of those surveyed saying they disapprove of the way the president has handled skyrocketing gas prices. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Ready and go. Your bracket's looking good, but your TV's not so hot. So head to Sears right away. You're sure to save a lot.
The ultimate hoops experience is on at Sears. Come in now or visit Sears.com/hoops and save $600 on a 55-inch Panasonic 1080p 3D TV, only $999.88. Also, save big on top brands like Samsung, Sony, and LG.
For a great price. Sears has no equal. Now here comes the guy with the mandatory legal.
Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends March 17th, 2012.
Now, legal! Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the market yesterday. The Dow up 38 points, closing at 12,960. S&P gained a fraction of a point. NASDAQ fell 5. Crude oil prices fell just over $1 a barrel, settling at $106.34. President Obama welcomed British Prime Minister David Cameron today. And first up on the agenda, basketball. As in college basketball, as the two leaders head for Dayton, Ohio, for the first of the two games that open up the NCAA college basketball tournament. Tonight's first four matchup features Mississippi Valley taking on Western Kentucky. Things get more formal tomorrow with an official White House welcoming ceremony and a state dinner honoring Prime Minister Cameron and his wife Samantha. At that time, maybe the President and Prime Minister can compare their brackets. Closing notes. First, the official start of spring. Now exactly 1 week away, but for many of us across the country, winter never really took hold. Nationally, it's been the fourth warmest winter on record. New York City yesterday, a record-breaking 71 degrees. Not bad.
It's amazing to walk around, beautiful day, and enjoy the sunshine.
But there are others who remain skeptical about all this.
I believe winter is going to get here in April, because a couple of years ago, we had a snowstorm in April. It's not done, I don't think so.
Yes, there was an April Fool's Day snowstorm a few years back, and she may be right. Finally, hear about what happened last Thursday night at a performance of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. A fight broke out between two men in one of those exclusive boxes. One guy was cut on the forehead, the other guy took off before cops arrived. He hasn't been located yet. Here's the thing, the performance went uninterrupted. Maestro Riccardo Muti gave the men a sharp look, but he kept on conducting, literally never missing a beat. And we were there, and we taped it. Brahms Symphony No. 2, accompanied by the sound of a fracas. Uh-oh, look out! These guys have excellent timing. Wait, big finish coming up. They hit every crescendo. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Introduce